For WKAR, I'm Corral Vega. A Lansing area organization is holding an event this week to attract more workers to Michigan's capital city. On Wednesday evening, Capital Comeback takes place in Lansing's Cooley Law School Stadium. I spoke with Chris Sell, the founder and executive director of Lansing 501, the event's organizers, about what attendees can expect.
It got its start last year, actually, in it would have been the fall of 2006, and it was led by Capital Area IT Council, Capital Area Michigan Works, and some other partners and employers here in the region that brought that event to fruition. And it took place Thanksgiving Eve to leverage the biggest bar night of the year, which has historically been the night before Thanksgiving. The whole goal is to kind of welcome back former Michiganders, kind of out-of-town college alumni or college graduates that maybe grew up in that respective region or have spent some time in that region at least and have left and maybe are coming back home, quote-unquote, for the holidays, and to kind of welcome them back and help them understand all the wonderful opportunities there are in our region for living and working and playing.
Last year's Capital Comeback was held at the Broad Art Museum in East Lansing and was focused a little more on the IT sector. What's going to be different about the event this year for people looking for jobs in other fields?
Because of Lansing 501's involvement this year, we were able to kind of broaden that reach a little bit. And we think that really helps kind of share the message that this is a welcoming event for all. It's really inclusive. So if you're a talented professional coming back to Lansing and you're looking for a job in IT, of course, we've got that industry sector well represented. We'd love to talk to you on November 22nd. But if you have a trailing spouse or a partner or friends in the area that are not working in IT, it's not for them, but they're part of other industries or other different jobs, this event is for them too.
And you've also chosen a new venue. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So this year's event is taking place at The View inside Cooley Law School Stadium, right in the heart of the stadium district in downtown Lansing. The View, of course, a lot of listeners probably already know it's the brand new, relatively upscale lofts and apartments that are literally inside the baseball stadium for the Lansing Lugnuts. And there's a space there, a banquet space, reception space with a bar connected to it. And so we're thrilled to have that venue. And we think what better way to kind of show other people the transformation that's happening right now in Lansing than bring them to a really rare and special place. There's not too many places in the country where you can find upscale apartments inside a professional baseball stadium.
You probably get asked this all the time, but why Lansing? What made you choose Lansing as the central focus for this organization?
It's because of the fact that we know Lansing is transforming and the cityscape is literally evolving and transforming before our very eyes. We've got a nationally renowned trail system. We've got the state's largest river. The same river that goes through Grand Rapids runs through downtown Lansing. We've got professional sports, big time athletics with Michigan State. We've got the state capitol building just 3 miles down the road from a world-class research university. And so it's on us to share that story. And I want to be a part of that movement to make sure that everyone knows that Lansing is a vibrant, dynamic talent destination. And so if you're a young person thinking about where you want to live after graduation, or if you've already graduated and you're still looking to plant roots somewhere, this is a city for you and you want to make sure you know about it.
Capital Comeback takes place Wednesday, November 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at The View in Lansing's Cooley Law School Stadium. The event is free. For more information, visit Lansing501.com. That's Lansing501.com. Or check out the event page on Facebook. Registration to the event is not necessary, but encouraged. I've been speaking with Chris Sell, founder and executive director of Lansing 501, the organizers of Capital Comeback. Chris, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
I'm Corral Vega for WKAR, your NPR station.